When you come to the realization that because you're born again, you're a saint, you're set apart, that there's no new game, and the same game that the Gentiles played against Israel is the same game going on now. They want to come in and defile the camp. They want to defile the camp. They want your gift, but they can't have your gift because their heart ain't right. Even if they you see what happened when they took the Ark of the Covenant? It became a curse on them because it wasn't for them. And so when you wake up to the game that they're trying to defile, steal, kill, and destroy at every turn, if you let them, you start putting boundaries up. When you wake up to it, you'll put boundaries up. They attack through email, through text, through knocking on your door. Letters, phone calls. They're always trying to get in. Why? The demon controls them. It's a demon. They have no identity. They're trying to steal your identity. And then also, trying to take away your identity. They're trying to do an MK Ultra mind control to get you to forget who you really are. They are abusers, all of them. They're all abusers. The Jezebel's an abuser. The Delilah's an abuser. The drunk is an abuser. The drug head's an abuser. If they're blowing smoke in your face, they're an abuser. If they're cursing around you, they're abusers. If they abuse their own body, they will abuse you. Whatever kind of substance it is. If they want you to go to the bar with them, if they want you to listen to their system music. I mean, you'll get to the point where you won't even listen to their music anymore because it's an abuse system. When you really wake up to what you're in, you will start setting up boundaries. You will be careful what goes in your ear gate, because these people are part of the death cult. They are the death cult. They're video games. That's just a distraction. Everything around you is a distraction to take you into a receiver mode instead of a giving mode. In other words, God working through you out to the world instead of the world coming in to you. In other words, all the distractions, if you really think about what I'm saying, it really is easy to understand. Just think about what I'm saying. Doesn't matter what the distraction is. The distraction is for you to receive that worldly activity, that worldly way of thinking, that worldly doctrine, that worldly Gentile system, to receive that. In other words, the TV shows, there was a TV show on today in a lobby, and there was these people, these actors on stage doing these kind of skits or something. And I told somebody, I said, do you see that? That's just that's to teach you to receive instead of give. That's to get your mind in beta state instead of alpha state. So whether it's the sports, the news, the media, Hollywood, movies, music, whatever, is to take your mind out of the alpha to the beta, where you're just receiving, and you're not you're receiving from the world foolishness instead of receiving from God and giving out truth. In other words, what I'm saying is, you're bombarded every day with the drama of the 3D repeat. But if you receive from the eternal and you speak it out, you receive truth from God and speak it out instead of receiving lies from the world. You don't know if the news is true. Even today, some kind of shooting, you don't know if that's real or not. Are you there? You don't know. It's to destabilize you, to upset you. It's all. And it's happened every time a Democrat's in office, there's school shootings. What's that about? Every time. So what's going to happen is a Republican's going to win this time. It's just going to keep cycling back and forth, the red versus blue. It's a distraction. It's all to take you out of your calling, take you out of your peace, your love, your joy, your peace, your goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. They always want to send an agent. I came back to the house today and somebody had put a note on my door, and the scribble scrabble was so bad, and it was even the wrong house. And it's like, so this is a grown adult looking for a place to rent, and he can't even spell or make a sentence that makes any sense. And so that tells you it has nothing to do with the information's there, the internet's there. It's laziness. They don't want to read and write because they're just lazy. Even though the internet's there, they're just pure lazy. So, there's no excuse. It's an internal thing. If you want truth, you'll find it. Most people don't want truth. They just want pleasure. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. They don't want the truth. They hate the truth. They abuse themselves, so they're going to abuse you. They love the system. They love Babylon. They love the lies. They love the darkness. They love the death cult. They love it. They love the show, the false show, the false pretense, the outward show, the fake. They love to be fake. That's why they choose careers where they have to be fake all the time. Do you understand what I'm saying? The fake snakes and the fake sharks think they're deceiving you by putting on this image, this suit and tie, but you know deep down they're just fake. They're fake as all get out. These are just fake people. They're fake, they're fake, they're fake. And the system is fake. And not only is the system fake, it's dead. And these other people that are playing inside the system, they're dead. They're dead in trespasses and sins. And they love the darkness and hate the light. So when you really wake up to what you're in, it's going to be a radical change. A radical change. You have to remember right now the helicopter things are falling off the trees. The little helicopter leaves falling off the trees right now. And that tells you that there's getting ready to be seed time. The seed time is here. And there's a harvest later on, right? So the witches and the warlocks, these people are master manipulators at a multi-level chess game, psychological warfare. And so what's happening now, the witches, the warlocks, they're going to try to set you up as a sacrifice. They want to stress you out. They want to cause problems, and it starts now. This is why they do Burning Man. This is why they do Halloween. This is why they do that's why they did 9/11 in September. It's all sacrificial. They're sacrificing to the devil, right? To rise up, to get ahead. And so they're trying to set people up, and they're trying to sacrifice people because they have to, because they're part of the dead system. And so right now it starts. The game starts now. They're going to try to set you up, stress you out, put you in compromising situations to try to take your life. And if they can't take your life, they want to take your property, your peace, your joy, or your health, or anything they can. That's their goal. That's what they live for. And when you wake up to it, you start to see the agents. You can see them. Just watch their language. Watch their body language. The duper's delight. The contradictions. The half-truths. The little apple. Trying to introduce you to somebody and try to get them into your world. These people try to jump into your world and you talk to them. I'll give you an example. I had a conversation recently with somebody. And she was talking or something, and I mentioned, she was asking me questions. I mentioned, well, I'm working, I'm remodeling a rental, and I don't really have time to anything but work and do that. And she says, I used to paint. If you need somebody to paint, I'll paint for you. So I listened to her, you know. I thought, well, Maybe let's just try the spirit. So I talked to her a minute. Well, I'm living with what's her name right now because while she was in jail, somebody beat her up. And she's disabled or whatever, and I'm helping her, but I don't have a job. That is not a final data point, but that was one of the beginning, one red flag. If you see three red flags, there's a reason. You don't want them in your world. You don't want them in your world. After a few more conversations, it was clear. I don't need this person in my reality. And so the abusers have started showing back up on the scene. Now, why would an abuser start showing up in March? And why does it happen every year? And why are they always different players and different people, but with the same conversation, the same game, the same ridiculousness? Why? It repeats. The same stuff repeats every year. All you have to do is pay attention. Take notes. What happened in March last year is happening this year. They're trying to set you up. They're trying to stress you out. What does stress do? It causes cortisol. Inflammation makes you sick. Why do they want you stressed out, running here, running there, doing this? And being a part of a system that's a dead system. And when you don't, they ridicule you and say all manner of evil against you when you just see through the system. And they don't. So, in other words, everybody else is a part of the hive. And everybody else thinks it's normal because they don't have any spiritual insight. And it's really abnormal. And then when you don't run along with them to the same excess of riot, they speak evil of you. And even worse than that, make stuff up. It's not even real. how do I tell you that you're surrounded by dead people in a dead system that are controlled by the devil? And these people, they only get pleasure in being abusers or liars or murderers or con artists. They don't get any pleasure from anything else. Think about it. I picked this lady up today, took her to Sheetz. She doesn't work. She told me her life story almost. She told me about her daughter and this and another daughter coming in. So she had to go get some alcohol for when her daughter comes in. She's never drank with her daughter before, but they're going to drink together. And it's like, do I really need to hear this? No, I don't really care. I really don't want to hear your sick world. And she was talking about her dog. She's at home all day around that dog, and she's just glad to get away, break from her dog. Now, this is her world. Her world revolves around her dog. Now, how small of a world is that? And the way she was talking, I didn't know what she was going to pick up, but I had a feeling that I could pretty much guess the way she was way out in the middle of nowhere. She talked like she was uneducated. And it's like, okay, I can pretty much guess why she's going to Sheetz, but I can't say for sure, but I could guess. And I can guess that she's an abuser, because on the way over there, before I knew what she picked up, yeah, I moved here. I moved to North Carolina because I had to get away from my ex who was abusing me and all that. And it's like, okay, so she's still drinking, not working, gonna actually drink with her own daughter and think that's cool. And it's like, if that's your idea of cool, if your idea of a life sitting around with your dog all day, if you really think that's living out in the middle of the boondocks, nowhere, not helping anybody, just existing, to me is like, why are they even breathing? I mean, if it wasn't for God's grace, none of us would be here. But my point is, what is the point of her existence? Really? Blows your mind. I could tell you some more stuff she said, but YouTube would probably block me. But my point is, if her life just revolves around her dog all day, drinking all day, and the foolish talk that she talks, and if that's all her life is, it's sad. I mean, it's really sad. I mean, these people, they'll make jokes about something or they're drinking or whatever and want you to laugh about it. You know, the foolishness that's coming out of their mouth, and they try to joke and they want you to be a part of it and laugh with them. And it's like, are you even human? You know, you wonder if they're human. They're brute beast. I guess the reason she hangs out with her dog all day is because she's a brute beast, just like that Rottweiler she was talking about. Not wanting to educate yourself or improve yourself or do something productive blows your ever-living mind. It really does. And so when you wake up to your surroundings, I mean, what I'm saying is her conversation was abusive in my mind. I didn't want to hear about all that junk. That's abusive to me. I didn't care about her ex. I didn't care about her dog. I didn't care about any of that stuff. I'm just giving her a ride like a taxi driver. And you know, you used to see these taxi drivers on TV shows when you were a kid or whatever, and they didn't say much. They were just in the background. They weren't really friendly, you know. Now I know why. Because most of the riders are just fools. And I know the Bible says call no man a fool, but their talk is foolishness. And it's like, why would you want to get in a conversation with a foolish person who everything out of their mouth is foolishness, you know? It's a crazy world. Anyway, so I kind of got off topic, but whether it's their TV shows, their music, their activities, it's all a distraction to get you to not hear from God and just to hear from the noise of the world, you know, and move you from alpha state to beta state, that you're just a receiver and not a transmitter. It's a receiver of lies instead of a transmitter of truth. And that's the whole game. So these abusers are controlled by a program, a demonic program, a system program, a culture program, a bloodline program. They're controlled by a culture program that is based on abuse and based on darkness. And so all these distractions that these abusers and these unsaved, uncircumcised Philistines, the only purpose for their existence is to distract you and pull you out of your true purpose and your true calling, and to pull you out of hearing from God. And it might even be a church who's trying to keep you so busy that instead of them saying you need to focus on your relationship with God directly, but they want you in all these activities, so you're in activities at work, and then you go to activities at church, and then you go to activities on the news, the media, the basketball, the football, the hockey, all these activities just to distract you from hearing from the Holy Spirit. And when you talk about that small still voice that can speak to you, they'll even attack that and say there's no such thing as a small still. The Bible doesn't say that when it clearly says it. That there is a small, still voice. Be still and know that I am. And they'll even attack that. Everything that's absolute truth, they will attack. If you talk about the women to be shamefacedness, the Bible says for a woman to be shamefacedness, when everything on TV and on the news, she's got all the makeup and she's dressing like she wants to be worshipped. Instead of shamefacedness, it's contrary, the whole system. Just look, that in and of itself tells you that the whole system is contrary to the truth. When the Bible clearly says for the woman to be shamefaced, and then you turn on any outlet, or you just walk to the mall, or you go to work, and everything around you is not a shamefaced woman, but a harlot-looking woman, a woman who's cursing, a woman who's trying to act like a man, a woman who's trying to be the man. And when you see that, that tells you that your whole culture is contrary to the truth. Everything in your culture is contrary to the truth. And if it's contrary to the truth, it's an attack on your soul. And any attack on your soul is abuse. 1 + 1 = 2. A is greater than B, B is greater than C, then A is greater than C. The logic is absolutely obvious. when the mother-in-law is trying to run your house, if you're a man, and she claims to be a Bible believer, it's upside down. Do you understand? If somebody's trying to run your house, and you're the head of your house, what are they? They're agents to try to usurp your authority. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? When the Bible is very clear about certain things in the home, in the church, in society, and somebody's trying to flip it upside down and try to, because the culture thinks it's funny or thinks it's okay, and then try to make you look crazy because you stand on the absolute truth. If you can't see it, that's because you've been indoctrinated all your life, and you can't see it because you think it's normal when it's not. I could list 1,000 things that are so contrary to the truth, but even the churches say it's okay. It's so contrary, but the churches. Let's all get together for Halloween. The churches will say that. And then they'll justify it. Well, we don't celebrate Halloween, but we want to give everybody something to do on Halloween. Why? Just ignore that day. I could go on and on and on. Santa Claus, which is Satan. You could just take this to the nth degree. I don't even know if I'll upload this. It's going to be boring to the average person, because the average person needs the bells and the whistles and the merry-go-rounds and the drama and the chaos and the culture and the news and the media. They can't just be still and know that I am. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's not in them. They just can't listen. They can't just listen to God teaching and speaking to them. They have to have some noise outside from the world speaking to them. It's so obvious.